KORN News Radio Sports this morning. I'm Travis Krenz. Dakota Wesleyan, they swept Midland at the Corn Palace last night for a doubleheader. The women, they dominated 95-50. They're now 15-4 on the season. 7-4 in the conference. They shot nearly 55% from the field last night, and they had 13 different players score. Wren Ostis and Maddie Reiner had 15 points apiece. The Tigers scored over 20 points in every quarter, including a third quarter in which they outscored Midland 30-11. On the men's side, they won in dramatic fashion last night in overtime over Midland, 79-76. There were 16 ties and 12 lead changes in that one last night on the men's side. Jeffrey Shuck had a game-high 20 points along with 6 rebounds as the Dakota Wesleyan men snapped a 4-game losing streak. They're now 7-10 on the season, 4-6 in conference play. Coming up here on Sunday, next action for Tiger basketball. They host Midland at the Corn Palace. Women's game at 2, men's game at 3:45. It is their annual Pink the Palace game. So wear your pink at the Corn Palace versus Mount Marty coming up on Sunday. High school boys basketball across the state last night. Double-A boys, we've got number 4 Aberdeen Central. They'll be at Brookings. Wagner takes on Parkston. Hanson is at Parker tonight, and Mount Vernon Plankington will host Platte Geddes. On the girls' side, Double-A girls tonight, number 1 Washington. They will take on Sioux Falls Jefferson. Aberdeen versus Brookings and Watertown versus Yankton. Elsewhere in girls basketball, Mitchell Christian, they will host Andy Central Dakota Christian tonight. Hanson girls are at Parker. Sioux Valley host McCook Central Montrose. Number 2 Corsica Stickney, they are at Winner tonight. MVP takes on Platte Geddes. Bridgewater Emory girls will host Minnow. Kimball White Lake takes on Gregory. And number 4 Wagner girls, they will host Parkston. Some Major League Baseball news. The Minnesota Twins, they will retire the uniform number of former pitcher Jim Cott coming up this season. Cott recently elected to the Hall of Fame. He spent 13 seasons in Minnesota and remains their all-time wins leader with 178. Former Chicago Cub and Boston Red Sox pitcher John Lester announced his retirement yesterday. Left-handed pitcher won 3 World Series titles during his 16 years. He finishes with a record of 200 wins, 117 losses, at a 3.66 ERA in his career, in which he pitched 451 starts. He was with the Boston Red Sox when they won the World Series in 2007 and in 2013, and he pitched well for the Chicago Cubs when they finally won the World Series in 2016. John Lester, he announces his retirement after 16 years. Baltimore Orioles, they're moving the left field wall back as much as 30 feet in an effort to help their pitchers. Baltimore hit 122 home runs at home last year and only 73 on the road. Meanwhile, Baltimore pitchers, they allowed over 50 more home runs at home compared to on the road. And Rachel Bulkovic, she's been introduced as the new manager of the Yankees Low A affiliate in the Florida State League. As Bulkovic will now become the first female manager in the history of affiliated Major League Baseball, as she's been with the Yankees now for the past 10 years as a former college softball player. That's a look at your sports this morning. I'm Travis Krenz.